Hello all sentient beings and welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, where we talk all news, comics, and media related to the... On this donator-powered episode of Transmissions Alt Mode, we review Transformers Issue 8. Transformers Last Stand of the Wreckers is getting a Japanese release, and San Diego Comic-Con is getting some exclusive Transformers comic variants. Today is Friday, July 5th, 2019, and this is episode 136 of Transmissions Alt Mode.
Welcome to Transmissions Alt Mode, the podcast that was bitten by a radioactive spider, but only gained the power of male pattern baldness. I'm your host, Daryl, a.k.a. the Cybertronian Beast. And I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team, Yusuf, better known as Yoshi.
Why are you lowering your voice?
I'm not lowering my voice. You're lowering your voice.
This is how you always talk. Yo.
And Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko.
How are you
doing? It's going good, man. How are you doing?
What the fuck, boys?
I need more coffee.
Let's do this. Everything's just ran so smoothly up until this point. All right, so first up, we've got some donations to talk about that we didn't get. I don't know what's going on here, people. We try and put out a good show every week, two shows a week, and all we ask is for a little bit of support. Just throw a little bit of support our way. That's all you got to do. We're not asking much.
$50. $50 a month. It's not that hard.
We've got a holiday weekend this weekend here in Canada, and you guys have one in the U.S. coming up. You'll be seeing family. Go, like you did as a kid, sneak into your mom's purse, take out a couple bucks. $50, $100, $1,000. It's only money. Send it our way.
You can't take it with you.
That's right. We can use it right now. Just call.
Operators are standing by.
If money is not an option, we've got merch. You want to get something for that money? You just don't want to give it away? Buy some
Shame
merch.
Shame on you. Shame on you for being that selfish.
Buy some merch from us. Transmissionspodcast.com/shop. We've got awesome stuff that you can buy. Take a look. And while you're there, take a look at our friend K-Girl stuff. She's got a store on TeePublic as well. It's TeePublic.com/user/SuperstarK. So take a look at that. Also, will you be at TFCon Toronto? I know.
No.
I will. Yoshi won't.
No,
Jeremy won't.
Going.
But Charles will. I'm going to talk for him because he's going to be there. He's going to be a lot of fun. He's going to be pleasant. And he's away right now becoming Fat Charles again. It's... he needs to maintain his image when he's out in public. So he's going to be at TFCon Toronto as Fat Charles.
Do you have a Krispy Kremes in Canada?
We did. They failed. We have Tim Hortons.
Tim Hortons. Now, Tim Hortons has got a lot of donuts, if I recall correctly.
They do.
And they've got a lot of sugary drinks, if I recall correctly.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe you've got breakfast, lunch, and dinner already planned out for the trip.
Oh, yeah. Just donuts. You just eat donuts.
Dude, he's going to have such a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I'm telling you.
I just can't wait till Charles gets there and just throttles Daryl in person. I hope someone gets video.
Remember, he's becoming Fat Charles again, so he won't be able to maintain the stamina of a throttling for very long. It'll be two fat guys wrestling in the lobby of the hotel. So I'm sure it'll end up on YouTube.
The soggy bacon will send him over the edge, I'm telling you.
Anyway, if you're going to be at TFCon Toronto, let us know. We're going to meet up. We're going to have a little bit of a get-together. We might even see a movie. We've done it before.
Fuck it. They want to go to Value Village.
We can go to Value Village. There's one there. But visit our site, transmissionspodcast.com/meetup. There's a little survey there. Let us know basically who you are and how long you'll be there and what you might want to do, you know? Also, lastly, we've got another reminder just about what we talked about last week about the new podcast joining the Transmissions Network called Empire of Rust. This is done by our illustrious producer, Mike, And it starts next Monday, July the 8th. So take a look for that. And now, we'll get into some comic news.
All right, boys. IDW's Transformers Last Stand of the Wreckers will be released in Japanese for all the Japanese reading audience out there, which is pretty cool. Translation is probably done by a reputable source, and it should be a good read for those who haven't read it yet. Next, IDW's Ghosts of Cybertron comic book series issue 1 is available today.
Last Wednesday.
Full reveal of Optimus Prime Ecto 35 edition. So this is the white Optimus Prime we talked about in the toy show.
Yeah, for the connecting covers, remember they had blacked out a mystery character?
Yeah.
It was Optimus.
Wow. I am not surprised and a bit let down. Friends of the show and Donatrion Winston Chan had his first professional Transformers art published, a variant cover for Transformers number 13 coming out in September. That is fantastic.
Really good image, too.
We'll provide a link to that.
Awesome.
This guy knows how to handle a pencil. It looks really good. That will be my cover pick when it comes out. That's coming out in September, and that's it for comics news.
All right. So we're going to move on to our comic book review.
In our comic review this week, we have Transformers number 8. This is written by Brian Ruckley, art by Anna Malkova, pages 1 through 7, Angel Hernandez, pages 8 through 14, and Beth McGuire Smith, pages 15 through 20. Colors by Joanna LaFuente and Josh Burcham, letters by the soon to be departing Tom B. Long. Editors are David Mariette and Tom Waltz. We have three covers this week. The first cover is Cyclonus kind of lurking in, I'm guessing, some smoke. There's a Titan in the background. This is by Anna Malkova. Next cover has a Megatron. It looks like he's giving some fiery speech. The Ascenticom banners are in the background, and this is by Casey Collar and colors by Josh Burcham. And the retail incentive is a travel poster-looking image saying, visit the scenic Cybertronian Mountains, and this is by Jeffy Vreggie. Yoshi, which one of these do you like?
The Megatron Casey Collar cover.
Daryl.
I'm going to agree with Yoshi that Casey Collar cover is just mint. Everything is lined up perfectly. That boy can draw.
Well, I have to agree with both of you.
What?
The only thing, the travel poster is nice. I really like it. And if I see it, I'm going to try to get it. But Casey's line work is just so good. The only thing this is missing is a Decepticon logo on Megatron. Mm-hmm. Also, as a reminder, this issue does come with a pack of the Transformers trading card game. So, if you play that, you get a free pack. Or as Daryl likes to say, you might get a free comic with your pack of cards. So, on to the story. This picks up where the last issue kind of left off with Cyclonus has spotted someone laying some cable or digging up some cable, one of the two, out at this memorial that he is kind of, I guess, living around. And he spots Flame War, and Flame War spots him. And rather than waiting for backup, Flame War gets engaged with Cyclonus, as we actually have a fight in the book.
What?
Yeah. Flame War is tackled by Cyclonus and fights back by surprisingly shooting maybe what looks like flames out of her wrists, and Cyclonus is able to take down Flame War pretty easily after that, but then Shadow Striker, who is working with Flame War, kind of spots them in the distance and backs up Flame War by shooting at Cyclonus. Cyclonus makes a quick getaway, and Shadow Striker basically tells Flame War how stupid she was for engaging with Cyclonus rather than waiting for backup. So at this moves to Turgamax's, I guess, tower that she's been kind of put herself in self-exile at. Megatron shows up and is allowed in. Megatron is trying to convince Turgamax to do something he tells her about the rallies being attacked, and you know he wants Turgamax to kind of be involved in the world outside. Turgamax is uninterested because nothing is changing. So Megatron, as he leaves, he contacts Soundwave and notes that there will be no interference from her, which is, I'm guessing, what he was actually hoping would happen. Elsewhere, we see Bumblebee and Alita One. Bumblebee is getting a mission from her. They're talking about the other members, and apparently Quake has, as Alita One says, devolunteered himself from this group of the Ascenticons, and it looks like Megatron has asked Bumblebee to be his escort for this summit that at the Senate that he has to go to. And it's a purely a political move, obviously, because Bumblebee has seen to have Autobot leanings. So Bumblebee is going into it with eyes open that he knows it is a political thing. It looks like at Freud's office, or this might be where the police is. It doesn't make it clear. Chromia and Prowl are interviewing Freud about Quake, asking if he's capable of these murders, because he's disappeared and they have two dead bots and they were done differently. So there are two killers. There are hundreds of people missing. And Freud's like, sure, he's capable of that. He's not really giving him much of an answer. But then Cyclonus suddenly burst through the window, like basically crash landing. And he lets them know what happened out by that memorial. And Chromia has Prowl take him to Ratchet to get patched up, while she contacts Sideswipe and tells Sideswipe that he needs to notify Ryan Pax that she's opening the arsenal, and they are going, as she says, they're going hunting and they're not going to be outgunned. And Sideswipe is very happy about that. So this continues in 2 weeks, and judging by the cover, looks like we might finally get Starscream. So that's something we haven't seen yet. So I thought this was better issue than what we've been getting. We actually had some action, which was great. The artists were split pretty evenly among the different scenes, and I thought that the art was actually better than it had been. Particularly the Megatron scene, I thought was better than what we'd seen from Angel Hernandez in the previous issues. I did like, I think, the art at the end, which is, I believe, the Beth McGuire Smith. I think that section I like the best. I think this issue is a lot better than what we've been getting. It's still kind of frustrating at how slow everything is happening, but at least we did get some movement. I don't know. I mean, it's still frustratingly slow. Yoshi, you said you had thoughts about this issue. What do you
think? I have a lot of thoughts about this issue, but I don't know if it would benefit from Daryl going first or not. Do you have a preference, Daryl?
I can go first and then I can shut up.
Okay.
First off, I'm still really upset that they have so many people working on the books. If you look at the covers, they can hardly fit the amount of names that are involved with the book along the top. There's three artists and two colorists. Too many. It's way too many people.
Well, yeah, it's like the list of names fully is the length of Transformers from the T to the S.
It's
the title.
Way too many people, right? So I'm not really fond of that. Secondly, I agree with you that this picked up the pace a bit, and there was some interesting stuff that was happening in this, but there were two scenes that went on for entirely too long. Mm-hmm. The scene with Megatron and Termagax was way the hell too long. It went on like four pages, right? That needed to be cut at least a page, maybe two full pages. But it went on for much, much too long. Then the second one was with Freud, and his discussions with Prowl and Chromia were just monotonous. They were, you know, I think he was trying to, Ruckley was trying to get across that he was psychoanalyzing the police officers there, but it really came across as he was, you know, playing games with them or being annoying, and it definitely just, it didn't work. It didn't coincide with the way that the book needed to go. I get what they were doing. I don't know how Cyclonus knew where they were. Like,
well, I'm guessing this could be the police station, and he had been told in a previous issue to come in.
Right. Yes, of course. So that would make kind of sense. Well, I see on the building as he's pulling up, you see security written there. Okay. So yeah, there's, that makes sense. As far as the story goes, I was actually really happy with the way the book started with the fight with Cyclonus and Flame War and the other one. I can't remember. Shadow Striker. I liked that. I liked it a lot. That was kind of exciting. And then the way that the book ended, I actually really want to read the next issue, you know, but it's the middle of the book is quite slow and boring. But other than that, I would much rather them improve the art, and the pacing still needs work, but it's better.
I'm not sure where the best part to start at is, but I'm just going to go. I agree. The art is horrendous. I don't like it. I'm sure that there's some sort of fucked up logic at IDW that having two colorists and three artists is what's making this book get out on time. And hopefully, since we know it's going to be switching to a monthly book, that'll stop. But that won't save the book from the shitty storyline that we're being suffered to go through. Am I the only one that felt like this fight was drudgingly put in?
No. I mean, I just think there's too many storylines going on.
Yeah.
And they need to, like, this has like an A, B, and a C plot. They need to just stick to an A and a B plot so things move a little bit faster.
I don't know. We were saying it earlier. Or I was saying it earlier. No, 8 issues in. That's about what, $32 spent on this by the average person who's only getting one cover. I mean, at what point do you just cut ties and quit? Like, it's. I don't. I would love for people to write in who are loving this book, justifying it to us. Not your love for the book, but justify the book to us, because I'm not. There's so much going wrong here, and we're not having a good time reading it. We're not having a good time reviewing it. I know I'm dreading it every time we have to read a book. So this put an idea in my head. Literally the second I finished this book, I'm like, this is the worst Transformers book I've ever read in my life. And then I thought, wait a minute. You guys have always told me that the new Avengers Transformers book is the worst Transformers book ever written.
No, I think that's the second worst.
So
Hearts of Steel.
Hearts of Steel is the first? Anyway, okay, well, I don't own Hearts of Steel. I own New Avengers.
Wait, no, it was the Hearts of Steel? Hearts of Steel is the John Irons thing. Daryl, what was that one? Heart of Darkness. Mm-hmm. Okay. Heart of Darkness is the absolute worst.
All right. So, fine. I went into it assuming it was the Avengers one. So I read the Avengers one just to compare it, because in my head I had it that this was one of the worst Transformer stories ever written. There's a lot more to love about that book than this fucking book. I just read issue one. Optimus Prime is acting like a leader. There's actual transforming in the book. There's excitement and shit going on each page. And the art is phenomenally better than what we're dealing with here. I know it's not the best Transformers story. I can tell you by reading it, it's not the best Transformers story. But it is so much better than what we're reading right now from IDW. Holy shit. So to keep myself excited to read these terrible Transformers books, I'm just going to read the next Avengers Transformers along with the next Transformers issue number 9 when it comes out, because that was way better than this. Way better. And that's my 2 cents, guys.
Well, I guess we get another one in 2 weeks. So we will see what happens and see if the tease of a fight coming up actually gets followed through.
Well, there's a tease at the fight of new Avengers Transformers where the Marvel characters are going after the Transformers, and I'm excited to read that in issue 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was left with a gnarly cliffhanger.
At some point, there's a really cool homage that you'll see, and you'll get it. I'm sure you'll see it because it's fairly blatant. But
right,
readers of the original Marvel comics wouldn't get it.
Well, I'm excited for the next Transformers issue to come out, so I can read this.
All right, cool. Well, that is it for the comic review.
Comics review.
All right, well, that was a really good review of Transformers number 8. Go out and get that this week if you haven't already. Remember, it does come with a free Transformers trading card game pack, so it's essentially like a free pack of cards or a free comic, whichever way you want to look at it. Now let's move on to convention news.
Right, in convention news, we have lots of San Diego Comic-Con news. First thing we have is the Transformers G.I. Joe Quintessential Collection exclusive signed limited edition hardcover. And this is not a collection of your classic Marvel Transformers versus G.I. Joe. No. This is Daryl's favorite Transformers versus G.I. Joe by Tom Scioli.
It's not even a collection you want.
Oh, I think it's fine. It says that this comes with a bound tip-in plate that's signed by Scioli and has a limited number of copies, and this is $40. I think this is
horribly
something
overpriced
that you should pick up. I think no, it's a hardcover.
Why does Optimus have a lightsaber?
Because it's a laser sword.
It's a lightsaber.
It was from episode 1.
It's a laser sword.
I guess. All right. No. Anyway. It's the Skeeliverse. Next, we have a Star Trek versus Transformers trade paperback San Diego exclusive animated art variant. This is a variant that has an animated cell art style cover by artist Derek Charm. Isn't that Derek Cham? I don't know if that's mistyped or not, but anyway, this is an animated cell art style cover that is exclusive to this convention variant trade paperback, which you might be able to get later somewhere else. Who knows? Next, and I don't know why this image has a big question mark because it was revealed when we did the review. The IDW's Ghost of Cybertron series, which is the Transformers Ghostbusters series, has an exclusive number one cover done by Dan Schoening, who did the art on the inside. This says it's a variant cover with a top secret design to be unveiled at the convention. The unveiling is Ectotron in the picture. We talked about it last week when we did a review.
Spoilers.
I don't understand. But it's $10 at IDW's booth, number 2729.
Jesus.
And finally, at San Diego Comic-Con, Joe Troutman and Flint Dilley present Vince DiCola and Friends. This is a live event at Brick by Brick, July 18th. Doors open at 7:30. It's $25 in advance, $28 at the door. And it will have Livio Ramondelli is going to be there. Other people are going to be there. Vince DiCola is going to play. It looks like there's Super Madness, which I'm not sure who that is. It's a heavy metal band, like video game based. They're going to have Ron Friedman, writer of Transformers the Movie, is going to be there. Michael Hill, writer and producer of G1. Greg Berger, Grimlock Skyfire, Paul Eiding, who's Perceptor. Livio is going to have an exclusive print. Hasbro is going to have stuff from Hasbro Pulse. This sounds like a really fun event. So it is 21 and up, probably because of the location. But if you'd like to go, we have a link here in our show notes. If you do go, let us know how it is. It seems like it's going to be awesome. And I believe that is it for convention news.
Awesome. All right. Well, we do have one piece of feedback this week for Alt Mode, and it's a piece of voicemail. Woohoo! We love voicemail. All right. This is from John Levengood, and we're going to play that right now, aren't we, Jeremy?
Hi, guys. John Forex Levengood here again. I just called and put my 2 cents in on the Ghostbusters Transformers crossover comic. Like you guys did, I enjoyed the comic immensely. I thought the art was great. My favorite point was actually when the Ghostbusters captured Starscream's ghost. I usually don't laugh out loud in real life on printed humorous material, and that just, I busted out laughing. I couldn't help myself. I loved it. Starscream's on, I need to talk to the Autobot. Ghostbusters is like, it's a ghost, get him, got him, woo! I loved it. They didn't even give him more than a couple sets in. I mean, Starscream couldn't even try to use his main skill, talking his way out of stuff, just to get past him, but the Ghostbusters just captured him right away. Anyhow, it was one of my favorite parts of the book, and I just loved it. You guys have a good one. Thank you again.
Yeah, it seems like everybody really likes this book. It's definitely one of the better Transformers stories that we're able to pick up at our local comic book store, and you should check it out if you haven't already, because it's, you know, for $3, you can read it and see if it's your cup of tea or not. And don't think you'll feel bad if it's not your cup of tea.
Crossover done well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right on. Thank you very much, John. That was, I agree with Yoshi, that was a good voicemail as well. But yeah, everyone, like you said, is seemingly enjoying this thing now, and that's great to hear. Well, that's going to do it for the show this week. If you are in the Toronto area, hopefully you are getting prepared for TFCon. If not, hopefully you'll be seeing some of us in Reston for TFCon DC. But anyway, if you're looking to support the show, you can do that via Patreon or PayPal. Just go to transmissionspodcast.com/support. And I think, Yoshi, I think you cover all the rest of this crap in the outro, right?
Yes, yes. Yes, I do.
Awesome.
He records every week.
Yes, every single week.
I'm pretty hoarse by the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, we are always available online if you want to get in touch with us. We're pretty good at getting back to people, too. So
the power of Discord.
Yeah,
the
man.
Power of Discord.
We're all on Twitter and Facebook and all that jazz too, so hopefully we see you there. Alright, well, thanks a lot for listening, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode of Transmissions, but just because this episode is over doesn't mean the Transformers fun has to stop. Join us and other Transformers fans on our Discord chat server by visiting transmissionspodcast.com/discord. If you would like to learn more about how you could support the Transmissions Podcast, just visit transmissionspodcast.com/support. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you again next week.
The podcast that asks, Charles, did you notice we changed the Donatrion room name? There are 3 levels of jokes, Daryl. There is the jokes that are socially acceptable. There are the jokes that you would say only to your trusted friends. And then there are the jokes that you don't repeat. This falls in the don't repeat category. I want the joke. Don't get me wrong. I want the joke. You make jokes like that are not couth.
What are you talking about?
But the 3 of us know it's not couth, and you don't seem to know that.
It's funny. Fuck you both.
I vote DJ Ronan. Thanks.
That was 15 minutes since we hit record.
You're welcome, Mike.
I love it. Well, there you go. That was a great comic review.
Riveting.
It was something else. Let's move on to media news. And there's nothing here. It's crossed out. So.
Yes. Thanks for taking my segment, Daryl.
I left the window open for you to say later, and you didn't.
I know.